Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Lamed Daled, Baba Metzia 34a, pagination 67. We'll start on the facing page, though, at the Mishnah midway on the page, the beginning of the famous perek called Hamafgid, one who entrusts. Eitzel Chaveiro to his fellow, Behema Okelim, an animal or vessels, v'nignivu osha avdu, and they were stolen from him, from this guardian, or sha'avdu, they were lost from him in a manner that he was not negligent, and therefore he would have a choice either to make an oath that he was not negligent, or he can pay, because he has to return the item. So either he has to affirm that he was not at fault, in which case the owner's item got stolen and he's not liable if he was careful, he locked the front door, whatever he needed to do, or he can pay. So here's the choice. Shilein v'lo ratza lishova, if he paid because he didn't want to swear, sharei amru, because they indeed said, Shomer chinam nishba v'yotze. A shomer chinam, an unpaid watchman, is allowed to swear that he didn't do anything negligent, and he would go off free without having to pay for it. But this particular shomer chinam chose to pay, in which case the item becomes his, and therefore the benefit of the item being his will go to him. Nimtza haganav, if they found the thief, mishalom tashlumei kefel, there could be double payment, and that fine, plus the principal, of course, is going to go to the guardian because he ended up buying that off of the owner. Likewise, tavach o machar, if it turns out that the thief shecht the animal, if it was an animal, and sold the animal, if it was an animal, ashar vaseh, mishalom tashlumei arba v'chamisha, the 4 and 5 payments of the fine described in Parshas Mishpatim would likewise be going to the guardian, lemi mishalom, lemi shapikadon etzlo. Who do you pay to? The person who had the item, who owned the item, and because you paid for it, so those payments will go to him. So besides the fact that he didn't want to swear, so he paid, there is a different reason why a person might pay. If he's a little bit of a gambler, he's hoping that they'll catch the thief, and he purchased those rights. On the other hand, nishba v'lo ratza l'shalem, if a person made the oath because he didn't want to pay, there may indeed be double payment if they find the thief. There might even be payments of 4 or 5. Who are you going to pay to? You'll pay to the owner of the item, which the owner remains the original owner because the guardian chose to swear that he was innocent of wrongdoing and not to pay. If you'll drop down to the bottom of the page, 4 lines from the bottom, the Gemara asks a very important question on the first example, the example where the Shomer Chinam chose to pay and purchase the item, and therefore all of the payments are likewise his. Maskif lo Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked, "V'ain oda makne davar shelo ba la'olam." You can't do a kinyan. You can't give and you can't receive an item that's not in the world. And the problem here is that it seems that he's buying the item at the time that it's already been stolen. The item's not here. What exactly are you buying? The item's not here. Even according to Rav Meir, who does allow certain type of kinyan on something that's not here, that's talking about the fruit of a tree, the avidi da asu, that we're expecting it to come. It's normal to come. So I could sell you, according to Rav Meir, the fruit of the tree that will grow next year. That's normal. Aval hacha. But over here, how could they do this kinyan? Mi yema de migneva. Originally, when the item was here, who said that it was going to be stolen? Vim timtzilama de migneva. And even if it would be stolen, mi yema de mishtakech ganav, who knows if we're going to find the thief? Vim mishtakech ganav, and if we do find the thief, mi yema de mishalim, who says that he's going to pay the fine? Domamodi umiftar. Maybe he'll admit. He'll be potter. And therefore, there's so many questions here. How exactly did the Mishnah reach the conclusion, no problem, if he pays for it, then the fine becomes his. That fine is going to the original owner. How did that get transferred to the guardian if the guardian chooses to pay? And we have two approaches. Amar Rava, Rava says, every time a person does a guardian relationship with anyone, it's as if he said, there's a certain possible liability that you're accepting when you accept to be the guardian. If it turns out that it's stolen from you and you choose to pay, it should be yours now. And when you do the acceptance of the item as its guardian, you're actually making a possible kinyan on the item if it turns out that you're going to pay later. That's the approach that Rava suggested. There's a massive problem with this approach. Maskif lo Rav Zeira, ihachi afilu gizoseo velo doseho nami. If so, even the shearings of the animal, while it's in this guardianship state, and the children that it gives birth to, should belong to the guardian. Because it turns out that the item was his all along, if he chooses to pay. Allah matanya, and we learned that that's not the halacha. We learned that he'll get the fines, but chutz migizoseo v'lodoseo, but he's not going to get the shearings and the children. Ela omer Rav Zeira, nase komelo chutz migizoseo v'lodoseo, Rav Zeira says, indeed, that's all built into the transaction. You could sell an item, except for the shearings and its children. And the deal is that those items stay with me. And that's all built in. Or my paska, and where would someone come to make such a deal? But it is logical. Stama de milsa, shevacha de asame alma, a benefit that's coming from the world, from outer space, like these fines, if the item gets stolen. Avadinish de makni, that's something a person's willing to do a kinyan with and give to someone else. Shavacha de migufa lo avid inish de makni, but something that's coming from his animal itself, that he's not so ready to part with. He's anticipating the shearings, he's anticipating the children, and that he wants for himself, and that's how he does the division. So the item belongs to the guardian. If it turns out that he pays, he'll therefore get the fines, but in the interim, the shearings and the children will still go to the original owner. That's the approach of Rava, who says, again, as you could see it on the fifth line of the Gemara, Me'achshav, from now as the item is transferred in guardianship, it will already belong to you if you choose to pay for it, if such an incident of theft occurs. Ikeda Amri, there's a different approach. Amar Rava, Nasik Amar Lo, it's as if you say, also in the name of Rava, Lichesheti gane vitirtze vitishalmeni. If it'll get stolen, and you'll choose to pay me, then samach ligenevasa kanuyalach. Close to the moment of theft, that's when it'll belong to you. We encountered such a concept. We mentioned on different occasions the concept of a gift. Samach lemisa. A moment before I die, I should owe you a certain amount of money. Something like that. So over here, it's before it's theft, it should belong to you. If it ever gets stolen, we'll figure out when it actually occurred as an impact of kinyan, of transfer of ownership. My benai, what's the difference if I learn one approach that it becomes yours at the time that I give it to you in guardianship, and the second approach that moments before the theft, that's when it becomes yours? Ike benai kusha de Rav Zeira. One difference is the kasha of Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says, why do the shearings and the children go to the original owner in the interim? So if the kinyan was from now at the time of transfer of guardianship, that's a interesting kasha to have to deal with. And Rav Zeira had to build it into the condition of the sale. According to the second approach, it's very easy to understand why the shearings and the children go to the original owner, because the ownership never transferred until moments before the theft. So Rav Zeira's question is only on the first approach, Me'achshav, and would not be akasha on the approach of Samach L'Gnevasa. Inami, a second difference is Dekaima Ba'agam. If the animal was in the meadow, was in the marshy area, not in the courtyard of the guardian at the time that it was stolen. According to the first approach, the kinyan took place when they transferred the animal in guardianship, and at that time a kinyan was eligible to be done. If, however, you learn like the second approach, that the kinyan happens moments before the theft, if moments before the theft the animal is not in his yard, then in what way is he making a kinyan? Samach l'gnevasa. And in such a case, there wouldn't be a kinyan, and this dynamic being described wouldn't work. Again, the Mishnah told us that it is possible for the Shomer Chinam to pay instead of swearing, in which case it becomes his. And the question here in the Gemara discussing, in what way does it become his at a time that the animal is available to become his, such that the fine will indeed be paid to the guardian in such a case? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.